Later, it would occur to Joe that the body might already have been lying there on the rocky coastline, just visible below, as his plane circled in a lazy holding pattern above Capri, waiting to turn decisively northwards and start its descent into Naples. That day, however, as he sat in a middle seat towards the back of their crowded flight, craning his neck to see past his daughter's head, which was blocking a large proportion of the tiny window, and trying to catch a glimpse of their destination several thousand feet beneath them, murder was the furthest thing from his mind. For some reason, the name board that greeted him and Angelica at the arrival gate some 50 minutes later carried his full title, Detective Chief Inspector, Ispettore, as well as a version of his name he hadn't used since primary school, Joseph Mottram. But Joe was not coming to Italy in an official capacity. A well-deserved break, his superintendent had euphemistically called it, when Joe had come to confront him over the application form he'd found waiting on his desk one morning towards the middle of May, already signed and initialled DK. Special leave was the technical term for it. But Joe knew it for what it was. An enforced layoff. An intervention from above. He'd tried to argue the toss. The last thing he wanted was to be sat at home, brooding. He still had 14 days of bereavement leave outstanding. He would book a fortnight somewhere hot, come back tanned and refreshed, ready to get stuck back in. But Dan Keeley was having none of it.